Many Wisconsinites are concerned about clean drinking water, but perhaps nowhere more than in Kewaunee County. Its landscape is dominated by dairy operations and also by contaminated private wells. Its complex system of soil and bedrock contribute to the problem. A USDA microbiologist has been studying Kewaunee's water challenge for years. He'll be sharing his latest findings at the Kewaunee County Fairgrounds. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz learned there's both a challenge in coming up with answers and in earning confidence among residents that solutions will come.
Mark Borkhart is the USDA microbiologist who's been researching Kewaunee County's nagging well water dilemma for years. In 2017, more than 60% of the wells he analyzed contained fecal microbes. They can come from humans, through septic systems, or animals.
What I'm not going to do today is go through the same sort of things that you've seen before, the hydrogeology of Kewaunee County, the issue about, you know, septic systems versus cattle, those sorts of things. No background. We're just going to cut to the chase.
That's Borkhart speaking at a recent Kewaunee County Land and Water Conservation Committee meeting. He was supposed to be giving the group a preview of his risk factors for private well contamination in Kewaunee County presentation. Residents showed up in droves. Kewaunee's land and water are complicated systems. In some areas, topsoil barely covers the surface. Whether thin or plentiful, the bedrock below is fractured. That allows contaminants to move in more easily and make their way down to the groundwater. Borkhart wants to find out what increases the chance that a well would be contaminated.
We can look at agricultural things like egg fields, manure storage. We can look at septic systems. And when we look at these, we can look at the distance from a well to those risk factors, and we can also count them. We can say how much area there is.
There are layers of risks, but when it comes to human-sourced contamination, Borkhart says the higher the number of septic systems near a well, the greater the chance human waste will contaminate it. As for the risks manure poses, Borkhart says the closer a private well is to manure storage, such as a lagoon, the greater the chance of contamination. After taking in Borkhart's presentation, County Conservation Committee member Aaron Augustine described it as interesting, but added farmers are doing their part to mitigate risks. Augustine owns a large dairy, CAFO. That stands for Concentrated Animal Feeding Operation.
We have been practicing cover crops the last 3 to 4 years. Our farm is part of a demonstration farms network put on by the state with DADCAP. So we try these new practices on the farm and on the land, and we measure results to see if we can lessen the surface water or groundwater contamination with some of the practices we do.
Augustine says a new law also sets limits on where and how farmers in fragile areas like Kewaunee can spread manure. He says it's premature to consider further rules for farmers.
We can't just keep passing regulations and ordinances without measuring the ones that we put in place already.
Fellow committee member Lee Luft has fundamental concerns he says are based on sheer volume.
The county's farming community applies about 700 million gallons of liquid manure every year. That's the equivalent human waste from cities such as Minneapolis, added to Des Moines, added to Milwaukee, added to Green Bay. It's as if we were taking the waste stream from those very large cities and applying it over our county's land. And in some cases, that application is occurring over very vulnerable lands with shallow soils and fractured bedrock.
Luft applauds the efforts of farmers like Aaron Augustine, but has an immediate next step in mind.
I would like to see monitoring wells in strategic locations, especially around those areas where we know we have the most shallow soil covering fractured bedrock.
Luft says concerned citizens have been waiting for one large farm to install monitoring wells since 2014. That's when an administrative judge ordered their installation as a condition of the large dairy's expansion. The state Supreme Court is expected to hear the case later this year. But Linda Cushard, who lives near the farm and whose well was contaminated, says she's almost given up hope of change.
You see manure haulers every 30 seconds. I mean, where is all that manure going? It's hard to turn that faucet on and use it. I just can't do it. They have to do a lot more for my trust.
Microbiologist Mark Borkhart hopes walking Kewaunee County residents and elected officials through his scientific deep dive Thursday evening will help lead to sound policy. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.